I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with us. Sweet spot 1 to 3.
Three.
Been on vacation the past 12 weeks.
Nope.
It's back. The afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G.
G.
But he's with the sweet spot 1 to 3.
Three.
Some say that he killed Ozzy. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Nope.
That's right. 2:35 on the sweet spot on a Tuesday. We are past the worst moment of the year, and it's all downhill. And we celebrate by talking to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Morning Musers, a Marconi winner, and noted golfer on the West Coast. It is George Dunham. Oh, yeah.
Hey, boys, I just wanted to know, did you guys hear the same stuff I heard? It got really dark outside like 30 minutes ago, and I heard a horse and everything, like slow-moving voices and a daddy laugh.
Yeah.
And
I heard Dylan Reed.
Yeah, and then it all cleared up.
It did. I heard that there was a big electromagnetic, like, I don't know, dome around North Texas, according to noted scientist Craig Jr. Miller, who you work with every morning, 6 to 9.
Well, he predicted it, sure enough.
Every year, the exact same time.
We made it through, though.
We did. We did.
I feel better.
I mean,
I feel energized.
It's hard not to feel better. And
now we all look forward to December.
It's also a good time for a sponsor, right, Ham?
Globe Life.
Oh, yeah. Bingo. So,
well, Chubb, again,
bingo.
Thank you for last week as you called the punt, pass, and kick, the first annual sweet spot punt, pass, and kick contest.
The thrown together punt, pass, and kick contest.
It was thrilling.
We had some gold.
To be back in the booth, and what a competition that was.
And how about the broadcast crew of George, veteran broadcaster, and one engineer, Killer Kellison, which honestly, you would think the chemistry there wouldn't be spectacular, but I think better than Nance and Romo for sure.
Well, I'd like to think so. I'll take Killer any day. Man. It was great.
If Romo gets fired, I would love Killer to take that job. He's would be so awesome.
He's got his giant beard with his CBS blazer.
Yes.
You know, we came up with another candidate last week, too. I don't know if you guys heard the dude that Gordo talked to in the stands. I think his name was Big Kev.
Yes. Yes, he had some HSOs.
How about that guy?
He also said he just played high school football, but then it turned into junior college and semi-pro. Like he was kind of all over the place.
He had all sorts of just crazy, crazy thoughts. But yeah, that was funny. And the punt, pass, and kick, and I think we talked about it, but I think it was off air. If you ever just want comedy, just take, I don't know, 8 random friends and take them out to a field and have everyone attempt a field goal.
Yeah, or a punt.
Because I can't do it either. I could not lift a football more than 3 feet off the ground by kicking it.
It's
off the ground anyway. Yeah, I can punt it, but
it's funny how like everybody at the station has had some type of athletic background years and years ago, but it's playing football or basketball or baseball, and you ask anyone to kick something, it just feels, we all look so uncoordinated doing it because it feels so unnatural.
Yeah, I don't know if we had many youth soccer players up here at the station because I think Corby is the one that feels like he is the elite kicker amongst the staff.
It is impressive. I mean, I don't know what Corby could do now, but I guess this was going on 20 years ago. He could legitimately make a 45-yard field goal.
Didn't he do that at the Alamo Dome, I want to say?
Yeah, and he won money on it. It was a money kick, and it does make you think that when you, and I don't know, I'm kind of a special teams geek. I've always been amazed with the ability to of a punter to, number one, you know, catch a ball. You guys saw how hard those kicking balls are. You catch that with no problem, and then put a rocket in the air that turns over and goes 50 yards downfield, and then to watch a kicker like Brandon Aubrey, just a 35-yarder in itself is pretty amazing, but then to make that from 60 yards, it's a pretty amazing athletic thing. I'm sure it's harder to hit a curveball and all that, but I don't think we talk about kicking and punting enough, and that's what punt, pass, and kick makes us appreciate. It,
and the sound off of the foot of Brian Anger, too, where it just sounds like a gun is going off. And then when we're, the midday guys are doing it, it's just like, bink. Like, you could barely hear it. And doink. Sounds like a baby is kicking a football.
Man.
And it does make you appreciate it, too, just what that feels like on your foot.
Yeah, my ankle hurts.
I bet.
Mine went off my ankle. I couldn't even get it off of the foot.
Yikes. Well, we have a whole year to train for year two of PPK.
Round two.
At Oxnard. All right, so you went to Pebble Beach. I heard you talk a little bit about it this morning. I'm very curious. One, how did you shoot? And two, did you
not bad?
Did you raise money for a great cause?
We did. It was now called the Green Family Foundation. For years, it's been the Pat Green Foundation, and it's a charitable organization that you know, helps other nonprofits in the area. And this year they chose Do It for Durrett. And I just talked to Pat today. He just got back from California last night, and they raised over $600,000. And
all right.
Emily Good Jones dude. Was out there representing Do It for Durrett. And nice. You guys remember Richard and
oh, of what course.
A great dude he was. And it was so tragic, and we were all, you know, so sad. And Emily and several others and the Texas Rangers stepped forward, and they did something about it. And they helped out Richard's family. He had a baby on the way and two other children. Those children now, they were shown on this video we saw out at Pat's tournament, and they just look like the greatest kids in the world. And, you know, one of them, I think, is close to being a teenager now, or is a teenager now.
Yeah.
So, and maybe two of them are teenagers now. And I just, I'm always so impressed with people who take, you know, a rough situation, like Emily and all those involved in Do It for Durrett, or my friends at the LV Project who lost a son, the Shoot for the Stars Foundation here in Argyle when they lost their son, Alex. And they take that, their own heartache and their own tragedy, and they do something with it to help others. And it's really inspiring. And as I said this morning, Pat is, he's a showman. He is an incredible singer-songwriter. He's a Texas legend. And he's downright, he's probably the goofiest friend I have. He really is. But, man, I don't know of anybody who has a bigger heart. And I didn't say this morning, but, you know, we all have loss, and I've lost a brother and a sister, two of my siblings in the last 3 years. And, Pat has maybe been the best friend I've had through all that. You know, my, sister passed on like the day before Jub Jam. Mm,
yeah.
And, you know, I went ahead and did it, the event, and I was almost like in a funk. And the next day I got a call from Pat, and I'll never forget the conversation. It was just, you know, it was really sweet, and I felt really alone. And he is just as good as advertised. Anything you hear about Pat doing something for somebody, and man, he's helped out Norm. He's helped us out with Jub Jam, and he and his wife, Corey, have literally just lifted up thousands of people. And, you know, and they've been through so much tragedy in the last couple of years, and Pat losing his brother and sister-in-law and nephews in the terrible floods last year. And somehow a week later, he steps forward with all that and hosts this musical, fundraiser online. And I told him then, and I told him the other night, you know, I hope he feels the arms of Texas and the arms of really this whole country, because he has fans all over the place, you know, that have been around the Green family, because, you know, like these other families around here that lost children in those floods last year, it's just devastating, and those families are going to feel that for a long time. But thanks to people like, you know, Pat and Corey Green, there's hope that, you know, life goes on, and they've made a lot of lives a lot better.
Well, and I would imagine, too, you know, there's a negative trappings of being a celebrity, but when you encounter things like this that, like, you're just regular dude has to deal with, you can actually step up and do something about it because you have that platform. And for people to take advantage of that, that's one of the positive aspects of celebrity, in my opinion.
And what, how cool it for Pat Green is, like, I think of him as a P1 first now, like, over a, you know, world famous musician,
which is really weird, but you're right.
And it's like, that's something that's just so great about, you know, this station, and not even just people involved working up here, but for the P1s, that it's like, it's one of the most beautiful things about it is it's just this community where if you're going through something good or bad, you have this outlet, or you've got friends that you've met through this radio station. And, you know, I can say personally for me too, like, I've made a lot of friends. I've met, you know, just if I'm dealing with something, there's people that'll listen, and it's a two-way street. Like, I'm the same way.
That's well said. And yeah, I don't even think an afternoon job we've even talked about.
We were going to talk about farts with you, but it might be a little awkward to
switch right now and do that. But no, I've talked about it on the morning show, and I'm getting better where I can actually talk about it. But, you know, I mean, we just lost our dog. It's just a dog, right? You know, but y'all know how devastating that is.
That's family, man.
I can't believe the outpouring from P1s, all the pictures that I have that I've had sent to me. And I tried to shout them all out, you know, a couple of weeks ago, just people taking the time to send pictures of their dogs that are still going, or their dogs that, you know, passed as many as 8 years ago. You know, we're all, I mean, we talk a lot of sports, we talk a lot of noise, and we talk about farts and hot dogs and stuff that really doesn't matter. But
some are the hot dog.
You know, that is life, though. You know, it is this. That's, and in reality, that's what this station has been for 32 years. It's been a place for us to talk about our lives, and hopefully it resonates with those who listen. And obviously it does, because they go through the same things. They go through loss. They go through their teams winning a championship. They go through, you know, their kids going off for the first day of school today. You know, we've talked about that through the years, and maybe they're going off to college or whatever, but we've all been in this together for 32 years, and I don't know. It's a remarkable thing that we've just kind of shared as a station, and like you said, Mino, just, you know, the people that listen in but also participate, just like all our friends or P1s who'll be there on Friday night, watching the most ridiculous boxing matches ever. But it'll just be another time where we all get together and do whatever this thing is.
Speaking of, how do you feel about the Muser stable? Because the Sweet Spot, we had a grassroots effort to try to, like, find our own, you know, build up our stable best we can, because
we've struggled.
We're tired of being the doormat on fight night. Yeah. I feel like this is the year we finally break through.
As long as you've put some thought into, you know, trying to really work on it, you're way ahead of us, because you know, we said, hey, we need fighters to represent the Musers. And we've had a couple of years when I've been really impressed with, number one, if you step out there and fight, that's impressive enough, because it's difficult. Or 30-second rounds or minute? 1 minute, right?
1 minute rounds. One minute rounds.
It seems like if you're in something like that for 10 minutes, so if you're not in tip-top shape, you're going to be just fighting for air midway through the first round. And then, you know, you can't get clobbered, too. I mean, you're taking a risk. We've had some boxers through the years that have taken some pretty heavy shots. So if you just do it, that's enough. And it is entertaining, and maybe it goes back to back when we're in elementary school. Would anything light up school more than,
no.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, so-and-so and so-and-so are going to fight at the bike rack today. I mean, it was on.
And honestly, for the morning show, having it on Friday night is awesome, and we can go to St. Pete's Dancing Marlin after and have a after party, and we can have full Muser participation. It's going to be great.
Oh yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be amazing on Friday.
Cannot wait. All right, George, let's talk about farts and hot dogs next week. But this was a okay, it was a very good visit today. Very much enjoyed it.
It was a good visit. I enjoyed my time as always, boys.
All right, George, we'll see you Friday at the Bomb Factory for Fight Night.
All right, party.
Let's party.
Bye, Ham.